relationships and not to do things that don't need to be done. In other words, one reason they've been around since 1958, like many of our other great sponsors, they will not try and sell you something you don't need. But if you do want this checked out, it's very critical to have them come out and do it, because it can lead to much bigger issues. You don't want a house. A lot of times it's a matter of a house settling and things can happen, but sometimes it's something a little more ominous than that. So remember the name, Be Dry. I just put their Facebook page, their website on my Facebook page, so you could learn more, read those testimonials, teach you how to get a free quote, and learn more about this company with a great legacy of integrity and successful treatment with solutions that last a lifetime. So far, trusted by over 817,000 homeowners. Get peace of mind by choosing basement waterproofing and foundation repair from BeDry. Go to BDRY, BeDry.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we have a pretty bad accident on Taylor Road at East Chase Parkway. Beginning to see traffic stack up in both directions. You might want to avoid that area if at all possible this afternoon for a little bit. On the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry Road, we have a maroon 18-wheeler, well, actually disabled. They're waiting on a fuel truck there, and traffic's backed up one lane around it. It's causing a lot of heartburn on that side of town. Elsewhere, we're light to moderate all around the city and on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Buckle up and be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Judd.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing, and they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
The time at the T-Rex.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
I'm Pam Puso. The U.S. military says an amphibious assault vehicle that sank last week off the coast of Southern California has been found and human remains have been identified. One Marine is confirmed dead. Seven others, along with a Navy sailor, are presumed killed. In a tweet, President Trump said he's deeply saddened. At least three people are dead as Isaias moves through the Northeast. In New York City, a man in a vehicle was crushed by a tree. In North Carolina, two people were killed when a motorhome was destroyed.
The storm ripped ashore with 85 mile per hour winds and storm surge of 3 to 5 feet, leaving behind a trail of damage.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, where the storm came ashore as a hurricane, more than a million homes and businesses are without power. America's listening to Fox News.
Building on 4th and Main with no mask. Repeat, no mask.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
To do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask. Made it mandatory almost every place. That we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. This mask wearing isn't fun. And the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline. 'Cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seemed she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist and said,
"What are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?"
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID mask.
His COVID mask.
Nobody gets a pass.
That stupid mask.
Can't even pump my gas.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. I'm home.
What do you want?
I need to come in and get my mask.
You're my daddy in the house, Mommy. He's been wearing his mask.
No mask, no entry. Sorry.
But, honey.
You should have taken it with you.
In addition to goggles, now we're supposed to wear one in the house, to which I say,
screw off.
That happening at my place. Speaking of my old place, Boom Magazine, the online edition is out. I've already had a few notes from people. This month's column is called The House on Beard Court. It's just a heartfelt thing.
Yes.
Did you like it?
I haven't read it. I didn't know it was out, Greg.
What team are you playing for here,
Yours.
Rosie?
Yours. You should have sent me a copy before it ever got published.
I should have done that. I should have done that. And I didn't do that. And for that...
Shame on you.
I'm feeling the shame. Feeling the shame. It is 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. We got Rich coming up with his forecast in just a minute or so, and then we'll talk to Brant about your money today. And there's still, some business news that I want to get Brant's take on as well. Some of these woke companies are not doing well.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is a rare week during this summer where the rain chances are very small. In a year that we have a tremendous surplus of rainfall, rain chances just about nil in the evening hours tonight. And also during the daytime hours on Wednesday, with a low tonight in the low to mid 70s and a high on Wednesday in the low to mid 90s. The heat index just about every day this week above 100. I think Thursday will be another dry day with rain chances running, you know, about 10%. We'll be cruising close to the mid-90s on Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the mid-90s on Thursday and Friday. And by Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere, but the rain chances are small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's an epidemic in America. It's the amazing overuse of the word amazing. Here are examples from three recent TV shows.
Adele looks so amazing.
Wow.
She looks so amazing.
Good for her.
She looks so amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh, look at this tub.
Isn't that amazing? Your walk-in closet.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's amazing.
This is amazing.
You can help stop the overuse of the word amazing by using words like incredible, stunning, wonderful, or marvelous. Your help would be...
incredible.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
This is why throughout my entire life I have striven to make sure that my vocabulary gets bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon. What's going on?
A story that I just came across from another good blogger that I visit on a daily basis. He says, a couple of business stories lighten my heart. First, Nike is losing money despite using slave labor. Fox reported that Nike, after disclosing a rare money-losing quarter in June, announced layoffs that will eliminate 500 jobs at their headquarters in Oregon, which has become the place to have a company these days, you know. According to the Oregon Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification website. And a lot of these laid-off employees are going to come from their Nike child care centers. And this is, you know, a little reward for some of their, I think, the boycotts. You know, people just, hey, you want to like China more than this country? Have at it. I don't know if you saw the TV ratings, but MLB and then the NBA did all this social justice warrioring on their opening day. You would think in a sports-starved country, millions of people who've been waiting for something, anything to watch, would tune in. And on opening day, they did, and they got treated to these social justice shows. And both baseball and the NBA lost roughly 75% of their audience from day one to day two. How about that?
I know. Well, you know, the NBA lost me, that's for sure. You know, I never was a huge fan anyway, but, you know, we've all been starved for sports, and I just said, well, the heck with that. And I don't even think, you know, I enjoy the NFL, but, I mean, if we have to sit here and endure all this, I don't know.
That's not why we go to sports. I go to sports to get away from the news, to get away from everything else. And, you know, baseball, I don't know, we were both younger then, but that 94 strike really, it did something. It was like being betrayed in a relationship and you may be able to forgive, but it's never quite the same.
It was horrible. That was the worst year.
Yeah, it was.
I'll never forget it. It was absolutely horrible. And you had all these guys out there playing that nobody knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember that? It was...
and that went on for a long time. And it took, if it wasn't for Cal Ripken and the Maguire-Sosa thing in the late 90s, I don't know if baseball would have been able to make it. And then that turned out to be a farce with steroids.
A big dud, I know. Big, huge letdown.
So yeah. I'm giving them one last chance, and I mean it this time. Baseball.
Yeah. Well, I've been keeping up with it, and I have enjoyed watching it. It's sort of funny watching and looking at these cardboard cutouts, you know, and all of that, and the money that people are paying to have their image put in there. You know, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's really, really kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But it has been fun to watch.
Those things are.
The Yankees have been on fire.
Yeah, and that's my team. And I honestly, if George Steinbrenner, was still around and he owned the team, that would not have happened. He would have never condoned kneeling for the... He would have thrown them off the team or traded them to Cleveland or something before he would have allowed that. That would not have... That was just not in George Steinbrenner's DNA. But I guess it's different with his sons. And then we see a video today from that incident in Minneapolis that throws a whole different perspective on it. Not that it should have been handled any differently. It was handled terribly. But what happened up to that moment, it finally comes out courtesy of a London newspaper today. And people are reacting to that. But I wanted to know, was it fun watching the market today? You got good news for us? What's going on?
Yeah, no, it was a good day all the way around. I mean, we did see some internal action, as I've been saying and trying to highlight over the last many weeks. You know, it's kind of been the Apple story, the Amazon story, and so on and so forth. But there are some there has been some movement in other companies. The breadth, as I mentioned yesterday afternoon, the breadth in the market has gotten a little bit better. You know, and even today we had Disney who reported earnings in the after hours, and so many people were really kind of holding on to their desk, worried, oh my gosh, is this going to be a horrible report, or did they even make money? And lo and behold, Disney was profitable in the quarter, which was a significant beat, even though it cost them $3.5 billion with the shutdown of the parks. So it was a nice quarter for Disney anyway, and that's a good thing. We need that in the market, and so it's up in after hours trading. So that's a positive. But as I said, you know, all eyes really at this point, and it's a daily grind, Greg, and it's almost getting kind of tiring. You know, you come in, you look at all these earnings, you're trying to find any sort of edge or any insight into some information we don't know, but it really is all about this crazy virus. And yeah, when is it going to go away? When can everything fully return to normal? And that means sports and things, industries like that. And then are we going to get the politics out of the way and get this stimulus bill done and over with? And so I think we're getting closer on that front. So that's a good thing. And I'm hopeful we'll have a deal announced before the week is out. And that would obviously, you know, really help the market. But that's sort of what we're looking at. And it's going to be difficult to kind of, I think, find a catalyst. Once we get the stimulus behind us, once these earnings are behind us, then we're in sort of this period of like no man's land, where we're sort of sailing into the back half of August and then September and October, where you're leading up to that election and looking at economic data and try to see how well is the economy doing, what are those numbers looking like, and can we keep the Senate? You know, that's a big deal. So it's about to heat up. I mean, it really is. It's all about to go political, so we'll see how it shakes out. But as of right now, we've had a nice recovery. Market's back near 52-week highs hanging in there.
Rasmussen, by the way, had Trump 51%, several points ahead of where Obama was. I believe 7 points ahead at the same point. They do a lot of that comparison, you know, time frame to time frame. In Obama's first term, that was an encouraging thing today. And as more information comes out, people are starting to realize how they've been played, you know? I think this all plays in Trump's favor at this point. But yeah, you want to make sure you have, God help us if we lose power, if there is no conservative opposition somewhere in Washington. That'll be a mess. We got some primaries.
It will be a mess.
Going on around the country today that may tell us a little bit more later. We'll get a chance to discuss some of that tomorrow. In the meantime, if you have never taken the opportunity to sit down with a financial planner and talk about your future, and I say this for a reason. When you make an appointment to meet with Brandt and see the people that he's built, the team he's built at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, just leave your checkbook at home and leave. Don't bring a wallet full of money. It's not about that. It's about taking a managerial approach to the money you work so hard to make and talking ways that you can build for the future. Every future has different things that are happening. Parents with kids will have college educations to consider. Others will be thinking retirement. What do I want to be able to do when I hit that age? And so forth. And they can show you with better money management how you can achieve these goals and make the, and have that, above all, that nest egg to fall back on if something happens, like coronavirus shutdowns and so forth. As so many people, I'm sure, over the last several months have said, I wish I had saved just a little bit more. I'd get through this easier with less worry. And the less worry in life, the more you enjoy it. That I have learned. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, thanks for the time. Join us at the Bell tomorrow if you would like.
Yeah, we'll certainly do that. And, you know, we've got some pre-announcements coming in the morning, so it should be interesting. And
oh, cool.
I look forward to that. One of these days, maybe I'll just come down there and just sit in the studio. And,
well, Tuesday is the day to do
hang
it.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Well,
so you let me know when you're
ready. We need to work
that out. All righty, man.
All right. We'll
take
do
care.
It.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Yeah, I just got a notification on my crappy old iPhone here. I think I have an iPhone half. That's how old it is. that they're going to be installing an automatic update on my phone tonight. But it doesn't tell you what they're going to be updating. And a lot of people have been finding out they're doing COVID tracking.
Yeah.
So if you get these updates, check and see what they added to your phone and delete it if you don't want it on there. I mean, this, you know, I love the technology that we have at our disposal these days, but it can be easily abused. Cooter just gave me another grade on a roll call I did an hour ago. That's
he really liked it.
Must have been one for the ages.
I'm telling you.
Appreciate it all. Traffic coming up. And then for our silly segment today, we've got one from Tim Hawkins that kind of plays to something we were just discussing a few minutes ago.
Yay.
We also have a Tucker Carlson clip that you need to hear, so don't miss it.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, they are still working the accident at Taylor Road, but we're not seeing as much congestion there as a few minutes ago. Hoping that they've got that pretty much squared away there. A lot of congestion still on the boulevard all around the city at the major intersections. Atlanta Highway, very busy outbound. We've got a lot of traffic on the 31s traveling out of town this afternoon. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Still showing a bit of congestion at Jackson Ferry, that disabled truck there. One lane of traffic earlier. Hopefully they're about to get that one out of the way as well. Keep it here. We will keep you updated for your ride home. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Peloton, we know what you need.
I need a great workout.
Nope, because as soon as the new car smell has worn off the new year, the Peloton bike you got for Christmas will be forgotten.
Yeah, I guess I have already stopped using it.
And that's why your bike converts into a Peloton clothes rack.
Look how it holds my pants.
That's not all. Turn the high-res screen around so you can watch Netflix from the couch.
Hey, does it have a fridge?
Oh, yeah. And look, a small oven to make nachos. You barely have to move and the pounds will pile on.
It works so well, I'm not even breaking a sweat.
The only thing you'll be breaking is your scale.
Yes!
The Peloton Coat Rack. Also available, the Peloton Dust Collector. Just shake it off outside every few months to rid your home of terrible allergens.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, and toothpaste used to make you smile. It used to be you'd shop with ease, never eating antifreeze. You plan to keep on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. But if corporations make a buck, they don't give a flying. Peking duck. And with this system we get stuck today, it makes you sigh. Now when you abide by an American pie, your grandma didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai, where they engineered the apples to be juicy, not dry. But the crust is made of cardboard and lye. Don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Now did you eat a tasty cake, and did it make your stomach ache? I could have said I told you so. And the reason you are looking wan is some guy took bribes in Szechuan, so you just bit into little Debbie's toe. And now the toys you bought from Fisher Price have toxins deemed unsafe for mice, and Elmo tends to wheeze, cause he's laced with PCBs. But all my problems seem so far when I see my cheap new DVR. I'll even brush my teeth with tar, and you will see that I'll buy from some young guy. I drive a Chevy and it's heavy, but the price is too high. Soon $20 will buy a car from Shanghai. And honey, that'll be the day we all die.
The brilliant Tim Hawkins. That's spelled B with a I-double-O-I-A-N-T. And we go to the phones where Cooter is waiting to talk to us.
Yeah, this is Cooter. I'm a first-time caller.
We always look forward to hearing from people who have finally overcome their shyness to join us.
I also come in first with the scores, too.
The scores?
On your...
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe you were watching baseball today and you had...
me watching baseball.
Yes.
Oh, COVID tracker.
COVID tracker.
It is on your phone.
Is it?
It's on everybody's phone.
How do you get rid of it?
Cannot delete it.
Just leave it.
You can't do nothing with it.
Yeah.
I'll read the thing here now. If you want to look see if it's on there, go to settings.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now, so tell me what I need to look for.
That's an Android. On iPhone, go to settings, and then privacy.
Privacy.
And then health.
health. Okay?
I don't know what it looks like on an iPhone.
COVID-19 exposure logging off. That's what I've got.
Yeah, it's turned off now. But you can't delete that app. And they could turn it on anytime they wanted to, if they wanted to. And I think that it's set up to where you can voluntarily turn it on.
Yeah. I mean, if I wanted it on, I could do that. It's there, but
yeah.
Should I take Apple at their word that they're not playing games?
Oh, they would never lie to you.
No, not Apple.
No, you can't take it off, and it's on every iPhone and every Android phone already.
Well, it won't be on this one too much longer because I need a new one.
Then it'll be on your new. Anyway, yeah. I just want to let you know that you were talking about it earlier.
Well, look at Rosie. There's peanut butter in this corner up here. How does peanut butter get on the phone?
I don't know. How does it, Greg?
Peanut butter? Oh.
Just a little bit.
I didn't do it.
I'm not using it as a small plate. I just noticed that.
No, Rosie didn't do it. Don't point at her.
No.
Yeah, it may have been on your fingers when you touched your phone.
Hey, maybe I'll read my magazine column. You want to give me a read the damn thing already?
Please read the damn thing. I've got it pulled up on my computer.
It's a great article.
I've got
article.
About 12 tabs open, and I haven't got to that one yet. So I've got it.
You're like me.
I've got it set to your page already.
Just gave me a great example, a great idea for my next magazine column, The Land of 1,000 Tabs.
Yes.
That'd be a good one, man.
Gives you by this time of the day. In fact, I've got one open with Tucker Carlson on, and I'm going to play that now, Cooter. So thank you.
All right, y'all have a good and a blessed evening.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Speaking of appreciation, I may have mentioned recently that I was having some foot pain.
Yes.
And somebody was kind enough, Bobby and Lindzel, and I think the last name is spelled
Roy,
brought me orthotic arch supports. And I got to come flying up those stairs. This is the real deal. I mean, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. I am so lucky.
You are a blessed man, Greg Budell.
Very much so.
Yes.
Many times over. Tucker has a little commentary. It's only a couple of minutes. And basically, he argues that normal Americans don't have the same privilege as the friends of the late John Lewis. So let's give it a listen. If I can, why does this do this with this cursor and this start? Is the volume on? Oh God! All right, start over. Go ahead.
Social distancing that shutdowns, mask wearing, and social distancing would contain the outbreak. Here's the mayor of Washington, Muriel Bowser, announcing mandatory quarantines just last week.
Anyone coming into Washington, D.C. from a high-risk area who is not traveling for essential activities will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days.
Okay, so that's a lot to ask of a population, but the promise is it's about science, so it applies to everyone, because science doesn't work if it only applies to the people without power and not to the people who do have power. But that's exactly what's happening. Those rules do not apply, those quarantine rules, to the hundreds of Democrats who huddled together at Congressman John Lewis's funeral/political rally last week. Remember that one that the networks aired for hours where Barack Obama shouted about Senate procedure at a funeral? The people who went to that are exempt because somehow shouting left-wing slogans in church is, quote, official government business. Unlike having a church service in Michigan, for example, or conducting a neighborhood cookout in Washington. Normal Americans are still subject to CDC guidelines. They're not in Congress. And those guidelines recommend limiting funerals to immediate family members. So they don't get to say goodbye to those they love at large funerals. They don't have the same privilege as John Lewis's friends. But our leaders don't care. They don't want you to complain. You shouldn't be allowed to complain. Here's the governor's brother on CNN on Friday scolding people for complaining.
This isn't about keeping people from praying. It's about praying that people act more like Jesus commanded, being your brother's keeper.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a guy who flouted the quarantine when he had the coronavirus.
Right, okay.
Lecturing you that you shouldn't be allowed to go to church unless you're having a political rally in the name of John Lewis. So when the lockdown started, we were told they would last for 14 days, and the purpose was to slow the spread. 5 months later, they're still in place. Rent is due. Unemployment benefits are set to expire. And millions of Americans are waking up to the question, how am I going to pay for my life? The shutdowns never seem to end. Here's a cab driver in New York City explaining his...
Well, that was the part that was about the privileged friends of Mr. Lewis being able to turn out at a mass gathering, listen to the hot air. They had nothing to do. It was, as usual, anytime Obama shows up somewhere, it's not about the person being celebrated. It's about him and his agenda. Shameless. I mean, absolutely shameless. And up there, the first president of color talking about oppression. Does anybody see the irony in that?
It is ironical.
Yeah. Like, how did that happen? Not once, but twice in this racist, oppressive country. And what did you do during 8 years to make it better? If I think of anything between now and tomorrow, I'll let you know.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. They've got that accident out of the way at Taylor Road at East Chase. We are still seeing a lot of congestion, though, on Taylor Road on both sides of I-85. A lot of traffic on the outbound 31s. Atlanta Highway, very busy out of downtown. We're seeing moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. And still a little busy on the East South Boulevard in front of Baptist Alpha. And especially at the Troy Highway outbound. Just a lot of cars out there this afternoon. Currently, though, right now, no accidents to pass along to you. Registration for fall seminar has been extended to August 20th. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for enrollment and registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just two for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20. While supplies last, limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot and killed overnight. Police say that shooting happened around midnight in the 4800 block of Parktown Way. Both victims died at the scene. No arrests have been made so far. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The total number of cases of COVID-19 in Alabama is nearly 91,000. Over 21,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports over 1,500 people have died from the virus. More than 35,000 people have recovered. The state plans to test all college students for coronavirus before classes start this fall. The state plans to test 10 to 12,000 students per day, and students are required to test before entering campus. The tests are free, and monitoring consists of three apps that will monitor and diagnose symptoms. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is a rare week during this summer where the rain chances are very small. In a year that we have a tremendous surplus of rainfall, rain chances just about nil in the evening hours tonight and also during the daytime hours on Wednesday, with a low tonight in the low to mid-70s and a high on Wednesday in the low to mid-90s. The heat index just about every day this week above 100. I think Thursday will be another dry day with rain chances running, you know, about 10%. We'll be cruising close to the mid-90s on Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the mid-90s on Thursday and Friday. And by Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere, but the rain chances are small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, the Facebook Nazis keep telling you this is fake, it's altered. Still funny. Nancy.
I'm sorry, did you what?
You accuse a TV host of murder on Twitter?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What did he do?
Psycho Joe.
Are you talking about Joe Scarborough?
Yes.
You are asking me about the appropriateness of the actions of this president of the United States? Like, a child who comes in with mud on their pants or something. Oh. He comes in with doggy do on his shoes. What is this, a word somebody used to me? They said you would understand it better if you knew what a confabulator is. Confabulator?
Oh, well.
Two heartbeats away from the presidency, not that we want to alarm anybody. Other stories that we've covered, that explosion, have you seen the video for that yet?
No.
It's unbelievable. Here, I've got it up on Twitter. So look at this screen here. Can I shut her off, please?
Yes.
Okay. Let me do that. Let me make her go away. God, I just love Xing her out. Now, this should have some audio with it. This... when you first see this, it looks like an atom bomb.
Whoa!
This is in Beirut. Now, that camera shot was from my way, so that sound you hear. I'll reverse it here. Count the time between the explosion starting.
Whoa!
And when you hear these sounds.
Whoa!
Three, 5, 6, 7. Man. Jeez.
High rise. Wow, look at this.
It's not an atomic explosion, but it's one of the biggest non-atomic explosions I've ever seen. And look at how that, I mean, it rises up that dome like you would see in a nuclear explosion.
And they don't know whether it was a bomb dropped or a bomb placed or what.
I think what they're saying, according to Liberty Daily, is that it was a Hezbollah weapons storage depot. And a lot of people killed, dozens dead, hundreds, maybe thousands injured. What I want to know is, you look at the various pictures of this thing, and I wonder what the damage was to these buildings that are not that far away. I mean, I wonder if there's a window left in any of these buildings.
Considerable damage to the presidential palace.
Unbelievable. And that was an accident? It's hard to buy into anything happening in Beirut being an accident.
Yeah.
And that's a reputation that goes back many decades. Wow. So there's been that story today. Jason Whitlock, who used to be predominantly a sports writer, but an African-American writer who has expanded, saw the newly released George Floyd video, which is a cruel trick to play in America. But you see, our local media is so irresponsible and so determined to damage Donald Trump. They don't give a rat's ass to show you the full picture. Isn't that what journalism is supposed to be? The complete, the who, what, when, where, and why?
Right. You're supposed to...
The part that... Now, again, none of this excuses 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
No.
But what we never saw was how this man was behaving prior to. He was clearly in a desperate state with drugs. They found stuff in his system. Fentanyl, right? And methamphetamine. I can't imagine.
Methamphetamine.
I can't imagine a more volatile cocktail in the human system. And especially when there's a withdrawal going on. Because even before the physical withdrawal occurs, when there's a mental withdrawal, that kicks in, a panic. Because the brain knows first that the supply's been cut off. And what you'll see in that video, and it's a shame, we got to go to London to get the truth in America. Because our media is worthless. They really are. Except for talk radio like us. We're still okay. And every day there's another half dozen fights that break out because masked Nazis are lecturing. It's just unreal. Just unreal. And now you'll be getting lectured because you don't have your goggles on and whatever else you're supposed to wear to protect you. Yeah, they change the rules on this every day. 549. One reason this has been a really great year. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Then the very popular host of Clearing the Air, but in reality, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. Adams Motorsports starting a brand new month. So new, this being Tuesday, it's their first day of the month. So sometime tomorrow, I'll get all their monthly incentives from the manufacturers. But there are things that I can tell you for sure. Every month, each of the big manufacturers that they stock, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kimco, they have monthly incentives, whether it's rebates, special interest rate programs. The best part being they don't throw those out there to tease people. They throw them out there because the companies, they buy down the credit standards and come up with the rebates and deals so they can get you into something at the lowest available rate, even if you don't have an 850 credit score. And they do this, man, whether you want to get out into the middle of nowhere, something off-road, or whether you... By the way, if you've always thought about learning to ride a motorcycle or a Kymco scooter, which, by the way, gets over 100 mpg, an unbelievable and impressive product, they have the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program here in town. And Terry, you know, he'll always tell you, you'll never see a a motorcycle in front of a shrink's office because those people are well-adjusted and they enjoy a little freedom. You can learn in one weekend with that program. Terry's been supporting it for many, many years now. And nobody is bigger on safety than Terry Adams.
That's right.
I mean, first and foremost, we've been out behind the building during breaks. And if you see somebody driving anything dangerously, but especially something like a product that they sell, he really gets mad. That's not what makes them fun. What makes them fun, he used the word visceral. I think of the street I turn off Atlanta Highway to go to my house twice a day. I would love to go down that street on a scooter or a motorcycle because it's 360. Everything is different. And they're incredibly therapeutic. There's a reason why a lot of people get their first bike when they're over the age of 50. It's not because they can't afford it till that age. It's just that they're ready for that type of change, that experience in life. It's a great way to put some adventure in without doing anything dangerous. And safety first. So he can help get you into the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program, which takes place at Garrett Coliseum. You can learn in a weekend how to ride and ride safely, which is most important. And get a great deal from Terry and his team at Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. You can see pre-owned inventory. By the way, the service department continually one of the highest rated, not just here in Montgomery or the River region or the state of Alabama, but on a national basis. So from beginning to end and after your purchase, it'll be great. AdamsMotorsports.com to get started. Our final look at the road.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have light to moderate traffic all around the city this afternoon. Our most congested place is still Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, all the way over to Vaughan. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery with moderate traffic. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, still busy outbound in the 31, still loaded up just a bit, especially Troy Highway this afternoon. Very busy there. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated all the way home. It's back to school time, and Premier Place has it all. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, end federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Go hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We went dancing.
Jesse Lynn, and of course, the amazing Jay Scott. David, I'll see you next. Have a great night, and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.